You guys know that sound? That is the Radio Nibbles jingle, which means John Lindorf is here in the studio. How are you doing, John?
Oh, just fine, Jimmy. And we're going to catch up on a little food news and some upcoming events, because I realize it's freezing out right now, but spring is coming, and so we want to talk about that. In local food news, one of my favorite Chinese restaurants has changed over. Spice China in Louisville is now Genza Sushi Hibachi, so they do the fancy cooking at the hot table there. Another new place, which sounds very exciting to me, is Esmeralda's Tamale House, 1801 Hover in Longmont. I'm always up for tamales, you know, especially that. Trying to find the sweet ones. Coming soon, there used to be a restaurant called the Casa on the end of the mall, on the east end, I guess. There's going to be a new place there, Postino Wine Cafe.
So the national finalists for the third annual Good Food Awards have been announced. Tell us a little bit about that one, John.
These are the Oscars of food and drink. This is a national program. They blind taste thousands of the products that people send them from localities, and then these are the finalists. All of these won't win, but the fact that there are national finalists among all the products that are similar to this across the nation means that there's something going on here. There's a couple of Good Food Award finalists in Boulder. One of them is Olico ginger beer, which is just incredible stuff, long before all these little ginger supplements. This is a great, a really fresh, fierce ginger beer. The other thing I love made in Boulder is Pastificio heirloom wheat pastas. You can get them fresh from the company in Boulder, or the dried pastas are available in a lot of different stores. And also, this is sort of a southern specialty, but there's another company in town called Mountain Girl Pickles. It's actually right near here. And they make a pickled corn relish that's just killer. There's a whole bunch of other spots, other products across the state that are worth looking into. And when we post this segment online, I'll include all the winners. But it's things like Stem Cider in Lafayette and Willoughby Bourbon Barrel Honey from Erie, and one of the cooler ones, a Cactus Spirit from Dryland Distillers in Longmont.
So what's on your culinary calendar?
Well, the most important thing, it's time for the Oatmeal Festival. If you're going to build a festival around a food, you know, anyway, don't get me started. Anyway, I once judged the oatmeal contest, that oatmeal baking contest in the early years, and I judged it. And let me tell you, after about 25 different oatmeal desserts and things, you get full. You get really, really, really full. Anyway, it's Saturday in Lafayette. There's a oatmeal breakfast and also a big running event. But let's look ahead. I know it doesn't look like it, but you can profoundly improve the green color of your thumbs this summer by getting a class in gardening before you have to decide. All over town right now, probably amongst our listeners too, there are people, you know, dreaming of their gardens. They're looking through seed catalogs. It's almost pornographic, you know. They're looking at tomatoes and squashes and things and going, ooh, I would like you in my garden. Anyway, Growing Gardens in Boulder has a bunch of great classes coming up that I highly recommend. They're really good. They have garden planning and design on February 25th, and especially useful, since I like to grow things that you actually eat, Front Range Vegetable Gardening. There's three classes in March.
Very nice. Every time I try to grow something, it dies. I can't seem to keep everything alive. So, John, Boulder in their drive-through lanes, they're trying to keep it tight. Tell us more about that.
You want to read a little segment of that? I mean, drive-throughs became a big deal during the pandemic, and they are opening in like places that are just drive-through.
Yeah.
But like the high percentage.
Yeah, nationally, restaurants are seeing 16% fewer people dining in on premises compared to before the pandemic. Delivery is up more than 5% and drive-thru is up 13%. 39% of all restaurant traffic is in drive-thru lanes. But Boulder is dead set against approving on more drive-thru.
Right. I doubt that you'll ever see another drive-thru restaurant that isn't already a drive-thru. I'm not sure whether Voodoo Donuts got their drive-through approval. They'll be coming soon, but there was a chicken fast food place that wanted to open in Boulder, but they would only open in Boulder if they could have a drive-through. And from an environmental standpoint, it's just a very bad idea. And so we'll see how those two forces fight it out.
Well, I hate to see that. But now, what is your favorite thing you've been eating lately?
The favorite thing I've been eating lately is, I lost my script here. I've tasted so many things lately. So I went to Bittersweet Cafe, which is right in downtown Louisville. Lovely cafe. They bake a lot of their own desserts and things. But I had a Cubano sandwich, and it was real. Roast pork, ham, pickles and stuff. And it inspired me to go home and make a turkey cashew salad on a tortilla with Swiss cheese melted. So it inspired me. Have you eaten anything lately?
Oh, yeah. I've eaten. I had the hoggy sandwich Porcelino and salumi in Denver. I don't know if I pronounced all that right. But
Il Porcellino.
Yeah. Very good restaurant. Deli. I think a big thing of what makes a sandwich good is just the ingredients, and all of those are very fresh.
You go back there, have the bacon sandwich.
It's fantastic. All right. So you can listen to the podcast of past Radio Nibbles on KGNU or news.kgnu.org. Join us again next Thursday for another delicious slice of Radio Nibbles.
Keep on cooking.